We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Petty, of an improved defender, got a hand on that one. Here's Herb with a steal. Driving, dishing, Petty, corner, three. Back to Shaq, left side. Squares, drives, between the legs with a dribble. Kicks it in the corner. Primo again. Three again. Makes it again. 78-44, Bama. 15:32 to go. Seconds to go. 10 on the shot clock. Quinterly at 9. At 8. Petty at 7. Back to JQ. Fakes a 3. Back to Petty. All alone. 3. Bottom. Huge make for the senior. John Petty Jr. And Bama leads by 6. Timeout on the floor. 31 seconds remaining. Front court. Molinar driving to the wing. Defended by Herb. He picks up his dribble. He hands it off to Matthews. Right corner to Stewart. Trying to shake free. Let's fly from three. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Guess what? Herb Jones took another one away. Giving it off now to Ellis. Keon back to Herb. He'll flip it ahead. Throws it over to Primo for the flush. And with 5 seconds to go, finally, take a breath, Bama fans. 3-2-1. It is over. And Bama beats the Bulldogs 81-73 in Tuscaloosa.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 15 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 15-minute time check, stations.
We'll be right back.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 10 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 10-minute time check, stations.
We'll be right back.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 5 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 5 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. And by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover, alongside our producer and engineer, Tom Stipe, Facebook Live producer, Ethan Carabin, and we are glad to welcome you to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. It's a winning weekend for Alabama athletics as the calendar year of 2021 really couldn't be better at this point. If you look at what Alabama's done in football, gymnastics, men's and women's basketball this year in conference play, you combine all of that up, Crimson Tide 27-2 against the SEC. So a tip of the cap to all Alabama coaches and players for their hard work and the great start we have had to 2021. Congratulations to Christy Curry and the women's basketball team on yesterday's win over Auburn, 67-55 at Coleman Coliseum. Next up for the Tide is a Thursday trip to Kentucky at 5:30 p.m. Central. We will have radio coverage on the network. Also, Dana Duckworth's gymnastics team, a perfect 3-0 on the season. It was another win for the Tide against Auburn from this weekend, a Friday night victory inside Coleman Coliseum. She'll be joining us next to discuss the progress she's seen from the Crimson Tide so far this year. Then around 6:30, we'll be joined by Alabama head coach Nate Oates with the men's basketball team as the Crimson Tide remain in the midst of a 9-game winning streak and also on Saturday topped Mississippi State 81-73 in Tuscaloosa. Coach Oates will preview tomorrow's game with Kentucky at 6 p.m. Remember, our radio coverage on the network begins tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. Bama fans, you can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. You can download the Roll Tide mobile app now for free. You're listening to Hey Coach from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Dana Duckworth joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds. Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Even before the victory celebration is over, great teams are back at it the next day, working to get even better. The team at Ford understands how hard work and dedication pay off. Over the last 30 years, Ford Explorer has been America's best-selling SUV. In fact, all Ford SUVs, like Explorer, Escape, and Edge, are built for victory. Score a great offer today at your local Ford dealer. Based on total cumulative OEM reported U.S. sales for all SUVs from calendar year 1990 through calendar year 2019.
Celebrate the Crimson Tide's 18th national title with the University of Alabama National Champions Visa Check Card and Checks from Regions Bank. As a proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide and the official bank of the SEC, we're here to help you keep cheering on the champions. To order your new Crimson Tide check card and checks, visit regions.com/gobama. Roll Tide. Regions Bank, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
Hey, Bama fans. Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented by Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Welcome back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. This is Roger Hoover with you, and now we're joined over the phone by Alabama's gymnastics head coach, Dana Duckworth. Roll Tide, Dana. How's everything going?
Good, Roger. Roll Tide. How are you doing?
Doing very well. You know, we've had an opportunity to catch up on a couple of your television shows so far, but this is the first time in gymnastics season we have had you on the radio show, Hey Coach. So just tell us about the season you've seen to this point for the Crimson Tide.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I really like the vibe of this team. We call ourselves Team 47. It's the 47th team in the history of Alabama gymnastics. You know, COVID has brought a lot of interesting challenges, but it has really brought these young women closer together, and they have been disciplined and focused and really gone through this together, which has only made them appreciate one another a lot more. And they're really hungry to compete. You know, we basically started at home and came out of the gates pretty strong. And when you look at this team, you know, 24 routines each week compete, and 14 of our 24 routines right now are coming from underclassmen. And we're getting some wonderful routines from our two seniors and some of our juniors. And so it's truly a team effort week after week. The lineups are challenging to earn a spot because we have some depth. And so it's been one of those seasons where that you're in kind of in this constant opportunity to compete and be under pressure. And we've talked a lot about pressures of privilege. We've had some of our athletes coming back from injury and from surgeries and such, and the motto has been, it doesn't have to be easy, it just has to be possible. And we heard that from Tim Alexander up in Birmingham, who shared that with our team. It's been kind of the motto. So in general, this team is really strong, and they're fun to watch, and we're just using the lessons of competition to get better every week.
And, of course, your team, like all other spring sports, winter sports in Alabama last year, the season abruptly ends right as the COVID-19 pandemic hits and sports are shut down. Just what can you tell us about how that changed the summer and then the fall of preparation that you would have normally had getting ready for all the meets starting in January?
I think the biggest change for our athletes is they didn't get to train in our facility, and many of them had club gyms in their hometown that were unavailable as well. So they had to be a little unconventional in the sense of finding ways to do what they could, one, for the physical conditioning. And our sport, gymnastics, is not something where you just take 5 months off and can come back and do what you want to do. There's timing issues and there's strength, flexibility, and basics and the foundations that have to be built. So the thing that this team has had is a very positive mindset. And I think that's what's made them really hungry to compete. And, you know, interesting enough, this last weekend we had a very strong win over Auburn, and that would have been our last meet before postseason on March the 13th. And so I wouldn't say it was redemption, and it was like, you know, but it was definitely sweet. It never gets old to beat Auburn. I have to, of course, give a shout-out to men's basketball, women's basketball, soccer, and gymnastics that we have a good streak right now. We need to enjoy that. But COVID has definitely made the challenges of masks and you know, training in pods based on your living situation and just doing the things that we need to do. And if you don't mind, Roger, I have to give a huge shout-out to our Alabama sports medicine group led by Jeff Allen, but even our trainer, Monica Kirkpatrick, and so many of the staff, they have dedicated an unbelievable amount of hours in order for our student athletes to compete. And they have done everything in their power to make it possible. And I just have to give them a huge shout out and appreciation, because we wouldn't be able to be even competing right now if they weren't so diligent in giving us the guidelines of what to do to be successful outside the gym, inside the gym, when we travel, and all of that.
No doubt, they certainly are the best. And as you started the season on January 8th against Kentucky, what were you hoping to see that night? And then how have you seen Alabama grow week to week since that point?
So January 8th was about just getting experience and getting out there. It was wonderful to be in a home arena. You know, it was definitely different. We have been so blessed to have 10, 11, 12,000 fans at our meet. So we talked a lot about creating our own energy from our corrals, and that we didn't matter who we were competing against, and didn't matter if there were two fans in the stands or 20,000, that we had a job to do. And I think that we were looking for consistency. And our goal has been each week to try to hit 24 for 24 routines. One of the things that we have to do is we need to hit consistently under pressure. And there is no better teacher than competition. And so that's what we are doing. We're really focusing on only the things we have control over. And what I've seen is really good discipline inside and outside the gym. I've seen a lot of hard work, and it's been good.
Certainly has been. And again, you mentioned the win against Auburn, a great victory on Friday night. You got to be proud just of the success all time against Auburn. 125 wins, only 11 losses. And then since 1980, 125-2. We love seeing that here in Tuscaloosa.
Well, you never take it for granted. And it's always nice to beat Auburn. And it's a really healthy competition. It is a rivalry. And it's interesting because the coaches, we know each other, you know, and I tell each other, you know, we're friends in life, but we are rivals on that floor. And I think our ladies were fired up to have a great competition against Auburn. And I'm really excited to see some of the youth in our team and what's happening. You know, 14 of the 24 routines came from our sophomores and two of our freshmen. And a huge shout out to Shania Adams, one of our freshmen, who I will tell you, if you met her, you would think she's really shy, and she doesn't compete that way. She is just one of those athletes that's very steady. She's one of those athletes in practice, actually, that when she gets to an event, she stays there until she gets the work done and does it right, and she'll take the extra turns and do what she needs to do to feel confident. And so it's been exciting to see her compete all around, and for three meets in a row, a freshman has competed all around, and that's super exciting for her to build her confidence. And I don't get caught up in the rankings and all that, but she has had an average of a 39.358 as an all-around, and really proud to see what she's going to do this season.
Yes, certainly great to see her win her second all-around in a row. And as you mentioned, the only Alabama gymnast to go in the all-around in all three meets this season. So great progress so far for Shania Adams. We'll continue visiting with Coach Duckworth coming up in a moment. And I want to remind you to make your next tailgate or home gate legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. We'll continue with Hey Coach coming up. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com and find a local agent. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Roger Hoover with you at Baumhauer's. We're joined over the phone by Alabama gymnastics coach Dana Duckworth. And Dana, coming up, I want to talk some individuals on your roster. And just a moment ago, we had a chance to catch up about Shania Adams and the great start she is off to this year. But I'm just going to throw a name at you. Tell me what she is doing so far this season. And I'll start with Lexi Graber.
Lexi Graber, a senior, she has had a tremendous career at Alabama. And so right now she is doing an excellent job on vault. I think she's had a 9.9 average almost every single meet. She has competed like a champion on floor exercise and had a season high of a 9.95. The other piece about Lexi is she just keeps fighting. And, you know, when you're a senior and this sport is brutal and it's got a lot of ups and downs, she just keeps fighting, and I'm really proud of where she's at right now.
All right, next up, Makari Daggett.
Makari's a sophomore, and Makari is right now ranked sixth nationally on bars and has been in the anchor position. And what's really amazing is she has a mental toughness that she thrives when the pressure is higher. And, she loves to be set up to be successful. And so she's had a couple situations in, at least the first two meets where we had a fall in our lineup. And it came down to her hitting that routine to basically seal the deal for that rotation. And she has stepped in and done that job. She's also a very aggressive balance beam worker. And she has just put herself, again, coming after a fall, being able to get out there and really attack. And so she's fun to watch. She has superb talent. And you can just see her athleticism when you watch her.
Next up, Luisa Blanco.
Now, Luisa is also a sophomore. You have to remember that Luisa joined us last January. She was an early semester, mid-semester graduate. And so think about this. You get here on December 26th. You're learning about competition. She's competing and helping us on 2-3 events every single week. And on March the 12th, she has to go back home. So she had a real quick college experience and then had to go home this summer and be at home. And she was so cute. She's like, I love my mom. I spent a lot of time with my mom, but I was so ready to get back. And so she's feisty. And when you watch her, she's got little isms. It's like, get into it. And she just says different things throughout practice and throughout meets and stuff like that because she also thrives under pressure. She's in one of the toughest positions on our lineup, being anchor on balance beam. She is exquisite. And if you've not watched us live or watched us on television, you know, these athletes are absolutely amazing, and they're worth your time. So she's ranked 10th on beam. She's had an average score of a 9.9, a season high of 9.95, and being in situations where there's been mistakes ahead of her. So competing floor this weekend, we are super excited to add her to the floor lineup. And she has a 10.0 start value vault, but also a 9.95 start value vault. And so as we have to manage health and those types of things, she goes in and out of a vault. And but again, she'll be an all-arounder for us soon, and that's exciting because we have more all-arounders training this season with this team than we've had in many, many years in the past.
That's certainly exciting. And then how about junior and also a Tuscaloosa native, Saniya Mitchell?
Saniya is having the time of her life, and I have to tell you that she is this athlete that came in with an attitude of hard work. She has an industriousness to her where she always wants to do more. She's always asking to more. And she is that dream come true little girl that sat in the stands as a Tuscaloosa native saying, one day I want to be an Alabama gymnast. And through her hard work and her dedication, she not only debuted floor exercise in our season opener with this big smile and nailed her routine with a 9.85. She then turned around the next week and did it at an away meet and went 9.8. And then this weekend against Auburn, she went 9.9. And to the fans that don't understand that, that means her start value started as 10.0, and she only lost 1/10 in execution issues. And she literally had a smile on her face that lit up an entire nation. It was so fun to watch her. But in the press conference after, she was asked the question about this is a dream come true. And I loved her answer. Saniya just said, you know, it started off as a dream come true, but now I have to find a way to continue this and maintain it. And she does it for the team. This is the neat part about these individuals. This team, they really love each other, and they are doing it gymnastics for each other. And it's really fun to watch.
Well, we can't wait to see more Alabama gymnastics coming up later in the week at Kentucky. We'll talk about that meet when we come back in just a moment with Coach Duckworth. I do want to tell you about the APS Performance of the Week. It goes to John Petty and the entire Alabama men's basketball team for breaking the Alabama and SEC record for three-pointers made in a game with 23 during the Tides, 105-75 beatdown of LSU in Baton Rouge last Tuesday. That is your Performance of the Week presented by APS, Alabama Professional Services for all of your residential and commercial foundation, waterproofing, pest control, termite, and lawn services. Go to alabamaprofessional.com. We'll continue with Coach Duckworth coming up next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thank you, Alabama fans, for your continued support this year of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, and our great for dipping tortillas. Game Day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Hey, Bama fans. Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of Retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
Hindsight's 50-50.
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
It's not rocket surgery.
Some quotes are better than others.
If you're in the market for auto insurance, give Alpha's new quote and bind tool a whirl. With on-screen discount alerts, you can see how much you'll save click by click. And if you bundle your home or life insurance with Alpha, you'll save even more. A penny saved is a penny earned. Start saving with Alpha today. AlphaInsurance.com.
I love providing for my teenager. When she's got a question, I'm there. When she needs some cash to pick up lunch with her friends, she knows she can count on me. But I won't always be in the next room. And because I love her, I want to teach her financial responsibility. That's why together we opened a Squad student banking account. No hidden fees, low balance alerts, easy money transfers. It's perfect, just like her. Learn how Trustmark can help you leave your mark at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Even before the victory celebration is over, great teams are back at it the next day, working to get even better. The team at Ford understands how hard work and dedication pay off. Over the last 30 years, Ford Explorer has been America's best-selling SUV. In fact, all Ford SUVs, like Explorer, Escape, and Edge, are built for victory. Score a great offer today at your local Ford dealer. Based on total cumulative OEM reported U.S. sales for all SUVs from calendar year 1990 through calendar year 2019.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented by My Eye Doctor. I care and I wear really are better together at My Eye Doctor. Now with 20 locations to make your next eye appointment more convenient, visit myeyedr.com to learn more. Roger Hoover continuing to visit with Alabama gymnastics coach Dana Duckworth. And coach, up next, you're going on the road to Kentucky, getting ready to face the Wildcats for a second time this season. What do you hope to see on Friday night?
Our goal is 24 for 24. We want to hit all 24 routines when we are there. I want to see these women just attack what we're going after. You know, we had one away meet under our belt. Lots of moments, teachable moments for sure, of how we can, you know, be more aggressive. And I'm looking forward to seeing that this weekend. You know, the last time we went there, it was very interesting how things kind of played out. And so, you know, having a little chip on our shoulder, going out there to really make a statement, I think would be, you know, great for these young women. And before we get off, Roger, you know, we're so excited to compete and be on the road. And God willing, you know, everything will go well and we'll be there. But I do have to give us, you know, a comment to the classroom. I just need you to know that the women are putting the work behind being champions on the arena floor. But they got a 3.62 in the fall, basically everyone being virtual. And because of the, you know, resources we have at the Bill Battle Academic Center, these women have the resources to do it. And so we have the resources to go to Kentucky and do awesome, and we have the resources to continue to do well in the classroom. And I'm really proud of the effort and discipline they've had.
Certainly proud of that. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, just if you look at all Alabama sports right now in 2021, I think it started with football really setting the tone on New Year's Day. And we've seen men's basketball, women's basketball, your team. Even talking with Greg Byrne earlier today, he talked about the swimming and diving teams, track and field, tennis. Everybody is performing at a high level right now. And I'm sure for you, you got to love seeing that across the department.
It is a joy. And every single program is happy for every single program, you know. And I mean, like texting Nate Oates after he gets that big win, and Chrissy Curry, and you know, softball is coming up, and volleyball hits coming up soon, and soccer's going to get going again. And so, you know, there is a beautiful collaboration, and we're very blessed to have the resources to be successful. And it's fun. It's a privilege to be a part of the University of Alabama, and again, you can never take it for granted.
Certainly cannot. And Coach, Alabama's taking on Kentucky a lot this week in men's and women's basketball and gymnastics. Just best of luck on your trip to the Bluegrass and pick up a win on Friday night. But we certainly enjoyed having you on Hey Coach tonight. Roll Tide and all the best to you.
Thanks for having me. Roll Tide.
All right. Our thanks to Dana Duckworth, gymnastics coach here at the University of Alabama. And here at the University of Alabama, the Crimson Tide are football national champions again. Celebrate the Tide's 18th national title with officially licensed T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Head to shop.rolltide.com, the official Alabama team store, to get your national championship gear today. Our next coach right now is leading a program that is tops in the SEC with an 8-0 record. That's men's basketball. It's Alabama head coach Nate Oates. He joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, Cook's Pest Control.
Celebrate the Crimson Tide's 18th national title with the University of Alabama National Champions Visa Check Card and Checks from Regions Bank. As a proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide and the official bank of the SEC, we're here to help you keep cheering on the champions. To order your new Crimson Tide check card and checks, visit regions.com/gobama. Roll Tide. Regions Bank, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Petty of an improved defender. Got a hand on that one. Here's Herb with a steal. Driving, dishing, Petty, corner, three. Unstinking believable.
That was from the LSU game. Chris Stewart on the call with all the three-pointers Alabama hit early and often against the Tigers in that 30-point win. And now we're joined by the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Nate Oates, as we welcome you back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Roger Hoover at Baumhauer's. We're joined on the phone by Nate Oates. And Coach, Roll Tide, how's everything going today as you get ready for Kentucky tomorrow night?
It's going good. Had a good day of practice. I think our guys are locked in and ready to go, so it's going well.
Well, Alabama continues getting a lot of accolades, and this was one of the themes of your press conference earlier today. Alabama always has the mindset of being the hunter. Now maybe some people are saying you could be the hunted, but how are you approaching that with your team?
Yeah, I mean, we just tell our guys they've got to continue to go after teams, attack them. You know, obviously we're going to have a bullseye on our back being in first place now, but, you know, I think that shouldn't change our mindset, you know. We should continue to take care of business every day. It should just know that you're going to get everybody's best shot. So knowing you're going to get everybody's best shot, you know, you still got to go after them just like we were before. So I don't think it changed our mindset a ton other than just being aware we can't afford to have a letdown or we're going to take a loss because everybody's bringing their A game in when they play us now.
And you've talked before about Alabama just has to control the things they can control, starting with effort, starting on the defensive end. And that's really the blue-collar mentality you've been trying to build here in Tuscaloosa, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, control what you can control. You know, we can't always control whether our shots go in, but we can certainly control how hard we play on defense and control the preparation we put in. We control our effort on every play. We control a lot of rebounding. You know, give Max effort on everything we can control, and typically the results are going to take care of themselves.
Certainly did on Saturday, getting an 81-73 win against Mississippi State. It was Herbert Jones who won the hard hat. He was the top scorer, had 17 points. He also led the way with 7 assists. And, Coach, I know he's giving you the senior leadership you want to see from Herb Jones.
Yeah, he's been great. You know, it's great he's healthy this year. I think he was a really good player last year. He put a ton of time in this offseason to improve himself, but everybody's able to see what he can do now. So I'm happy for him. He's a great kid. He plays hard. He does all the right stuff, and, you know, he's getting rewarded for it his senior year.
How healthy is he feeling? He did leave the game a little bit, but was able to return against Mississippi State. And then is there an update you can give us on James Rojas tonight?
Rojas still has not practiced, but I anticipate he's going to try to give it a go tomorrow, we believe. we'll see how good he is. We obviously could use his toughness, rebounding. You know, he gave us great minutes when we played Kentucky at their place last time. So other than that, we're pretty healthy. Obviously, Bruner's not going to be back for a little bit yet, but, you know, even Bruner's had some good workouts, been able to shoot after practice and stuff. So he's looking good. Hopefully we get him back sooner than closer to the 4 rather than the 6 on the initial 4-to-6-week deal.
That certainly would be good for the Crimson Tide. Let's head to the phone lines. Tonight's first question is brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. Let's go down to our friend in Grand Bay, Alabama, Pee-wee, who gives us a call now. Roll Tide, Pee-wee.
Roll Tide, Roger. Roll Tide,
hey, Coach,
Roger.
How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Pee-wee?
Hey, not a whole lot. I want to talk a little bit about the game Saturday. You know, Mississippi State had a really good plan coming in, trying to slow the game down and not let it be a run up and down the court transition game, and did a really good job of that, controlling the inside for the most point, got a lot of offensive rebounds, and did some really good rotation out on the arc, you know, to contest a lot of threes. But, you know, toward the end of the game, even though in the second half we led the entire way, there was at times closer to the end of the game that they would creep up, get within 5, maybe 4, one time 3. And it never failed that when that happened, that our team made a basket, went down, got a stop and came down and made another basket and pushed the lead back out to 7, 8, 9 points. And I think that was a big deal that they did not want to give the lead up in that game. I wanted you to talk about that a little bit, about the way that they responded when it got drawn up close.
Yeah, I thought the same thing you did. I thought it was a lot of character of our guys to, you know, we didn't play our best game. We'd been playing a lot better. You know, a lot of that was due to Mississippi State. They did a great job defensively, like you said. You know, we don't have very many shot clock violations. I think we had 2 that game. With a lot of sync offensively. They did a great job on defense. But when it did get close, our guys buckled down, made sure we got a stop and held them off and had some great possessions. Even that last 3 Petty hit on the assist from Quinterly, I thought they did a great job handling the clock late in the shot clock. You know, they either one of them could have rushed it. You know, Petty had it, could have forced up a tough one. You know, we were getting down under 8 seconds. He kicked it out to Quinterly. He could have taken a bad one. He reattacked it again. Pulled Petty's man in, got Petty for a wide open shot. I showed the team, like, literally from the 8-second to the 4-second mark, the ball went Petty, back to Quinterly, off the dribble, back to Petty in 4 seconds. Those guys each touched the ball, Petty twice, and got a great shot. Nobody panicked late in the clock, and we executed well. So I think we're growing up. I think our guys are, you know, making tough winning plays when they need to, and now we're going to have to play better tomorrow. But, you know, I think that showed some maturity, and we were able to win a close game.
Thank you, Pee-wee, for the call. We will continue visiting with Alabama head coach Nate Oates when we return to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's Bud Light. .com/delivery.
Give me 2 bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
I love providing for my teenager. When she's got a question, I'm there. When she needs some cash to pick up lunch with her friends, she knows she can count on me. But I won't always be in the next room. And because I love her, I want to teach her financial responsibility. That's why together we opened a Squad student banking account. No hidden fees, low balance alerts, easy money transfers. It's perfect, just like her. Learn how Trustmark can help you leave your mark at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Thank you, Alabama fans, for your continued support this year of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, and our great-for-dipping tortillas. Game Day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
What widens the eyes, tightens the stomach, and flutters the heart? Adrenaline. Feel it for yourself in the Toyota RAV4, Camry, Corolla, and Tacoma. Get 0% APR for 48 months on a new 2021 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through February 1st, 2021. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. 2083 monthly payment for every $1,000 finance. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie. Cook's Pest Control.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
40 seconds to go, 10 on the shot clock. Quinterly at 9, at 8, Petty at 7. Back to JQ, fakes a 3. Back to Petty, all alone, 3. Battle, huge make for the senior, John Petty Jr. And Bama leads by 6. Timeout on the floor, 31 seconds remaining. Front court, Molinar driving to the wing. Defended by Herb, he picks up his dribble. He hands it off to Matthews. Right corner to Stewart, trying to shake free. Let's fly from three, no good. Rebound, fought for. Guess what? Herb Jones took another one away. Giving it off now to Ellis. Keon, back to Herb. He'll flip it ahead. Throws it over to Primo for the flush. And with 5 seconds to go, finally, take a breath, Bama fans. 3, 2, 1, it is over, and Bama beats the Bulldogs 81-73 in Tuscaloosa.
Hey, Coach, is presented by Royal Furniture. Shop Royal Furniture in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, or Jackson, Tennessee for the lowest furniture prices all season long. Online at royalfurniture.com. We just heard Chris Stewart with the final montage as Alabama was able to close out the win Saturday against Mississippi State. And Coach Oates, who joins us over the phone. Coach, it was a bit of a tighter finish on Saturday, but are you glad with how your team is learning how to finish out games? I know that's something you wanted to see this season.
Yeah, I am. Obviously it'd be nice to, have blowouts easier on the blood pressure and everything, but I think, you know you're going to have tight games, so it's good when you have them that you win them. And I think, we've worked hard on trying to make sure that we are ready for close games. We've done a lot of end-of-game execution type stuff, so it was good that that when they came, that we were able to execute off it and win some games. So, I was happy to see our guys do that.
Great win for the Crimson Tide. Now you get to stay at home this week. Coming up tomorrow, the Kentucky Wildcats are in town. Played them 2 weeks ago at Rupp Arena in Lexington as Alabama won by 20 points, 85-65. And first of all, Coach, what's the challenge of going up against the same team twice in about a two-week span?
Well, you know, they're going to be ready to go. I think a lot of times in that, sometimes the losing team has the advantage. You know, their guys are a little more motivated. I think they have to make more changes, you know. Sometimes when you win the game, you don't necessarily think you have to make that many adjustments. Where I do think we got to play better. You know, there's plenty of room for improvement from that first time we played Kentucky. You know, they were not as good that game. They're playing a lot better now. And, you know, we tried to explain to our guys that there's going to be a better team than what we saw 2 weeks ago. So, hopefully our guys are mature enough to realize that, and they bring the energy that it's going to take to win the game, because they're a talented team that just, for whatever reason, hasn't quite put it all together all the time, but they've got enough talent to beat anybody on their schedule for sure.
And is Brandon Boston Jr. a big reason why they have looked kind of more like what we expected to see out of Kentucky this year? Has he elevated his play since Alabama last played them?
Yeah, he's playing a lot better. I mean, you know, everybody had him projected lottery, and some people probably still have him projected that way, and, you know, maybe he could play his way in. It's not my job on that, but he's definitely talented. And, you know, if he plays like a lottery pick, that's going to be a problem for us, and we're going to have somebody guard him. He's a kind of long, athletic wing that tends to play well. You know, like, those are the type of kids we're trying to recruit here, so yeah, we're going to have to bring it. We're going to have to guard him well, you know, ask you. They've got a lot of weapons that can get going. You know, Sars good, but yeah, I think BJ Boston's the one that's really upped his play in the last 2 weeks here.
Any other adjustments we may see from Kentucky as opposed to when Alabama played them a couple of weeks ago that Coach Calipari might make? You talked earlier today in your press conference about the zone that Kentucky could play as opposed to a lot of man-to-man, which they're more used to.
Yeah, I mean, Kel's a big player developed pros. Pros aren't big, you know, into the zone, so he's not, you know, we don't play any zone here. So, you know, you think about what somebody may do after you beat them. You know, maybe they try to mix it up and play some zone. I don't know, but Kel's more into developing pros, and that's not what, you know, teams that turn out pros typically do. So I doubt we'd see a ton of it. Plus, we're shooting the ball at such a high clip right now that, you know, it'd be hard. If I was coaching against us, I know I wouldn't be playing a zone. I mean, we kind of welcome zones. So somebody's going to get freed up, whether it's Petty, Primo, Shaq, Quinterly, somebody that's making a lot of shots. So, my guess would be maybe they try to – I don't have a great idea as what they're going to do, and they got a better idea as to what they think they can do well. That, you know, they have switched ball screens more, kind of keeping it out of the paint against LSU. I thought they did a pretty good job. They were pretty aggressive against Cam Thomas. You know, at times I thought they looked good against LSU. So I think they're trying to play faster. That's one thing. Trying to get easier baskets. You know, whether it's in transition or on the old boards, so we got to make sure we get back on D and get on the glass. But, you know, we're going to see a better team here than we did 2 weeks ago, would be my guess.
Coach Oates, we got some good news earlier today from the Southeastern Conference. Joshua Primo named the Freshman of the Week after big games against LSU and Mississippi State. Just what is he bringing to your basketball team right now?
Yeah, it's great for him. I mean, works really hard. You know, he brings shooting. He's got size with shooting. His defense is really picked up a lot. You know, he's really locked in for a freshman. So, the athleticism with his size and length to go along with the shooting just really adds a lot. You know, he can rebound, guard 1-4. And his shot-making ability, I think, 10 out of 13 in the last two games from three? He's been making some shots. So, when you've got Petty and Shaq already out there, and you add in the fact that Primo's shooting it like he is, that's some major problems for the other team on defense.
Really glad to see Primo progressing in his freshman year in the Crimson and the White. And again, tomorrow it's Alabama against Kentucky. 6 p.m. tip-off inside Coleman Coliseum. And you also mentioned this earlier today, Coach, as we start to wrap things up and you give your final message to the Alabama fans. If they're inside Coleman Coliseum, this is the time to get as loud and as possible with Kentucky in town. I know you want Alabama to have a really raucous atmosphere tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, obviously the numbers are limited, but several ones of you out there that has a ticket to the game, let's make sure we bring as much noise as we can and get the Coliseum rocking for the game tomorrow. It should be a good game.
Certainly should be as Alabama takes on Kentucky. And coaches, again, we start to wrap things up. Just what are the next steps you need to see, not only with the Kentucky game, but what's ahead later in the week with the trip to Oklahoma?
I mean, we got to get better at certain things. Our rebounding's got to get better. Our turnovers got to come down. We've been turning it over too much. The intensity's got to get back. I didn't think we quite played with the intensity we needed to against Mississippi State, especially out of the gates. We got to have a great start, especially on the defensive end with our focus and our intensity. And, you know, if we can do that, I think we'll improve. We just want to be a little bit better each game out. If we can be a little bit better each game out, we're going to be all right by the time March comes around.
That certainly sounds good to us. Well, Coach, best of luck getting ready for Kentucky tomorrow night. We can't wait for Alabama and Kentucky to meet inside Coleman Coliseum. But until then, all the best. Roll Tide, thank you for joining us.
Roll Tide. Thanks, Roger.
All right, our thanks to Alabama head coach Nate Oates as he gets ready for the Crimson Tide against the Kentucky Wildcats coming up at 6 p.m. tomorrow inside Coleman Coliseum. Don't forget our radio coverage will start at 5 o'clock across the network coming up tomorrow night. Hey, Coach is also brought to you by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite game day food, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Together, tastes better. When we come back, we'll give you the schedule for a very busy week of Alabama athletics, starting with men's basketball tomorrow, women's basketball on Thursday, gymnastics Friday, men's basketball back on Saturday. Oh, yeah, women's basketball on Sunday as well. Again, a very busy week coming up. We'll talk about all of that coming up in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What widens the eyes, tightens the stomach, and flutters the heart. Adrenaline. Feel it for yourself in the Toyota RAV4, Camry, Corolla, and Tacoma. Lease a new 2021 Toyota RAV4 LE for $249 a month for 36 months. Offer valid through February 1st, 2021. Well-qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. $3,548 due at signing. No security deposit with select equipment. $350 disposition fee. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Celebrate the Crimson Tide's 18th national title with the University of Alabama National Champions Visa Check Card and Checks from Regions Bank.
As a proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide and the official bank of the SEC, we're here to help you keep cheering on the champions. To order your new Crimson Tide check card and checks, visit regions.com/GoBama. Roll Tide. Regions Bank, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
What's on tap next for Bama is presented by Bud Light. Whenever there's a Bama game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Well, tomorrow, men's basketball looks to win its 10th straight game and also 9th in SEC play as the Crimson Tide welcome in the Kentucky Wildcats to Coleman Coliseum. Radio coverage with Chris Stewart, Brian Passing, Tom Stipe, and myself starts at 5 p.m. from inside Coleman. Tip-off at 6 p.m. under the arch roof. And again, if you are there, please be loud. That is a message we keep hearing over and over again from head coach Nate Oates. Then the Crimson Tide will be on the road Saturday at Oklahoma for the SEC Big 12 Challenge, 11 a.m. tip-off with the Sooners, and you can come watch the game with the radio crew here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, where we're doing the show from tonight. We will be here Saturday morning, and tip off again at 11 o'clock. We'll go on the air at 10 a.m. coming up on Saturday. Women's basketball, they will also tangle with the Wildcats this week as Alabama travels to Lexington to face Kentucky on Thursday night. We'll have radio coverage starting at 5:25 p.m. as Alabama goes for its second straight victory after the win yesterday against Auburn. Kentucky Week continues on Friday. Dana Duckworth's gymnastics team faces Kentucky in Lexington for Friday Night Heights. You can watch at 6 p.m. Central on SEC Network Plus. And we'll have, of course, plenty of coverage coming up on our social media platforms. And Thursday afternoon, we will have Crimson Drive presented by Regions Bank on Thursday at 2 p.m. Central on our CTSN Facebook and Twitter pages. We'll have some conversations with Alabama Athletics Director Greg Byrne, as well as softball head coach Patrick Murphy. And you can also follow us on Twitter at UA_CTSN and like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook as well to keep up with the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And again, Crimson Drive coming up, and also there's volleyball returning to campus coming up later on this week against South Carolina. So it is a very busy but a very good time coming up here in Tuscaloosa for Alabama Athletics, as again the Crimson Tide continue having success. We gave the stat earlier, but if you combine all the Alabama football, gymnastics, men's and women's basketball, 27-2 against the SEC so far this year. That does it for tonight's Hey Coach show. Good night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. For Tom Stipe and Ethan Carabin at Baumhauer's, Jerry Kelly at our studios, along with Alabama coaches Dana Duckworth and Nate Oates, I'm Roger Hoover saying good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.